So how would you describe your marriage? What happened? Every time someone asks about my marriage or about my divorce, I pause for a moment. Inside that imperceptible pause, I'm thinking about the cost of answering fully. I'm weighing it against the cost of silence. I could tell them about the postcard I found in my husband's work bag, addressed to a woman in another state, a place he'd been visiting for business. I could tell them how much I've spent on lawyers, or how much I've spent on therapy, or how much I've spent on dental work from grinding my teeth in my sleep, and how many hours I sleep, which is not many, but at least if I'm only sleeping a few hours a night, then I'm only grinding my teeth a few hours a night. I could talk about how a lie is worse than whatever the lie is draped over to conceal. I could talk about what a complete mindfuck it is to lose the shelter of your marriage, but also how expansive the view is without that shelter, how big the sky is. Sometimes people just grow apart, I say. I smile, take a sip of water. Next question. In 2015, 3 years before I knew my marriage was over, I sat in a coffee shop and wrote a poem on a legal pad, which is where most of my poems begin. It began, "Life is short, though I keep this from my children." And it grew into a piece about the fears and hopes I have for my children and the complicated world I brought them into, equal parts terrible and beautiful. I titled it Good Bones. The poem was published online in the journal Waxwing the following June, the same week as the Pulse nightclub massacre in Orlando and the murder of MP Joe Cox in England.